What, if you have a nice tea set, what would you say it was made out of?
Well, you'd say it was China wine.
Oh. What would you call, what would the, is the thing you used to carry water in?
Well, they grow all them bucket veils, you know, water veils.
Would it be made out of wood or metal?
They used to have them made out of cedar wood.
Cedar wood.
Yeah, cedar wood bucket. Mm-hmm. They are wonderful buckets.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what would you carry milk in? Would it be the same thing, or would it be a...
Oh, the milk would be in different kinds of pails. They'd be in... metal pails, tin pails, they call them tin buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Put milk in, different sizes.
Okay, let's see here. What sort of container would people use or did use to carry food to the pigs?
To the pigs? Well, they
bucket or whatever.
Yeah, they used galvanized buckets.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you what would you call the thing that you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Yeah,
skillet.
What's it usually made of? What was it?
Well, it's made out of cast.
Cast. What were the big and black things that you would have out in the backyard that you might use for heating up water, or to boil your clothes in, or whatever. What would you call that?
Yeah, well, they used to call them big kettles. they heat water in them, you know, and kill hogs, you know, and scald them.
Oh.
Have them wooden barrels they'd fix out there and slant them down, dig down in the ground and slant them for in. Heat two or three of them big kettles of water, and if they had three or four or five hogs to kill, you know, they just pour the hot water in them barrels and temper it down, you know. If it was boiling, they'd have to throw a little cool water in there so it wouldn't set the hog's hair, you know. And then they'd just take the hog, drag him up to there and just put him right in that barrel and twist him around in there. Pull him out and the hair is loose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. What would you call that, Ben? What would you call that container that you put some sort of flowers in? You'd probably keep them in the house, I imagine. That thing that... containers where you put in flowers you might pick for your garden?
Flower pot? I reckon that's what you call them, where you cut flowers and put them in a vase.
Okay.
Set them up around.
Okay, now what would, if you were going to sit down to dinner, what would be the things that you would use when you're setting the table? The utensils, the eating things. What would you call them?
Well, you'd call them, you'd have plates, knives and forks. Glasses, you know, for your drinking purposes. Mm-hmm.
But what about the thing that, like, you eat soup with?
Well, that's a spoon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have a spoon.
Okay. All right, now let me see.